Hello and welcome to the Yeah Mad Roast. You know the rules. We have two contestants for you. Each of them are going to come out here and roast the out of each other. The winner will be determined by everyone on the couch. Please go crazy, everyone.
Yeah!
Our first contestant is too old to be part of the Addams family. This is Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, Kirsty Carr. And our next contestant, this guy, he needs no introduction. He is one of the greatest...
Oh, sorry, different person.
Welcome to stage, Ian Boone.
We'll kick this thing off. Do you want Ian to go first or do you want to go first?
I'll hand it over to Ian.
Beautiful
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's go absolutely crazy. Yeah, Matt Rust.
Kirsty got married outdoors, right? Kirsty got married outdoors. They couldn't find an aisle long enough for her nose.
Violation straight off the bat.
Oh, it's absolutely true. Rory would never split a bag of Coke with me.
He doesn't split it with anyone.
This isn't mostly about you guys.
Oh, sorry, wrong note.
Who's got a note?
Look, Ian is actually the sweetest guy ever. Like, he's the type of guy who will offer to hold your jacket on a night out while he proceeds to masturbate into its sleeve.
Oh. Yep, I've done that to your jackets a few times.
That's why the sleeves are always stiff.
Yeah. Kirsty is from a small coastal town, right? The biggest thing to come out of that town is your nose. Whoa, watch that nose.
That's where you're wrong. The biggest thing to come out of my small town is my body count.
I still think your nose was bigger.
Anything looks big compared to the size of your penis. Mm.
That is true.
Ian is actually such an incel that when he finally does lose his virginity, he's going to try to put his whole body in.
Mm. That's why I thought it was called muff diving. I was going to put a jumping board on your nose and then jump right in.
I mean, you get some leverage.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just got 20 minutes on noses.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, give it up for Slender Jenna. And just like the model, the Opera House actually modeled their house off your nose.
I hope it's just nose jokes. If it's just nose jokes, I'm so happy.
That's actually a brilliant piece of architecture. That's a really nice compliment. So thanks for that.
No worries.
Yeah, yeah. There's actually all these accusations of Ian being a virgin. But I don't know, man. He looks pretty fucked to me.
And to everyone else, not just you.
Oh.
Yeah. What are you going to say now?
So much more.
For Halloween, Kirsty dressed up as a witch and then she got into costume. When Beetlejuice says Kirsty Carr in the mirror three times, she turns up with her new yoga routine.
You could actually do a bit of yoga. You look like you're carrying a bit of scurvy.
Yeah.
Ian's beard actually looks like my pussy hair after the laser treatment's worn off. It's just three pubes left fighting it out with one another.
Mm. Oh, my God. Show us.
That actually ruled my next joke because it was, Kirsty's pussy hairs looks like my beard. Now I'm going to change my joke. You look like Tina Fey if she took 30 rocks.
Yeah!
Tina Fey.
Oh my God.
Kirsty looks like Rory Lowe mid-transition.
Oh.
Ian, that's fucking hilarious.
Thank you.
Oh, Kirsty, shut up.
Kirsty's pronouns are she, thin. She's not gender neutral, she's gender fucked up.
Speaking of pronouns, Ian said that he has a girlfriend. Her name is Imagine Airy, and her pronouns are sushi.
Very delicious.
Oh, thank you, Yoda's scrotum. Ian challenges Asian stereotypes by not being smart, successful, or looking good in a school uniform.
And I challenge you to prove me wrong. Kirsty does pole dancing. Yeah, she's the pole. Kirsty's husband is quite older than her, right? Which making her a trophy wife, but it's a participation trophy. And this is a true story. Her husband gave me that joke.
It's true. He cooks, he cleans. I'm punching.
Oh my God.
Ian is actually so Chinese that he masturbates with chopsticks and sweet and sour sauce.
Mm. You should all try that one day.
And when he comes, it's wonton soup.
Then I get that wonton soup.
Give it up for Finn Kardashian. Except your sex tape is with Grey J. Because you're old.
Ian is actually such a beta male. I saw a girl slap him on a night out and he apologised. Mm.
I was very sorry. Kirsty just gave birth and travelled to LA. The person sitting next to her was like, "Can you just shut your mother up?" And to be fair, I actually agree with your husband.
Hey.
Oh,
hey, look, if Pat was sitting close to your daughter, you'd want to make a bit of a song and dance about it as well.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Pat. I'm not sorry. Stay away from my child. Ian works at a call centre, but not for the money, just for the opportunity that real-life women will actually speak to him. The abuse that he gets actually turns his from a mini spring roll to a, well, a mini spring roll.
And we all love mini spring rolls.
This is insane.
Kirsty looks like she drinks her own breast milk. There was actually more to that joke, but I felt like that just did so well, I should just end it there. Kirsty looks like she drinks her own breast milk just because she heard it in a podcast saying it's a spiritual cleanse. I definitely should have.
Fuck me, that's so funny.
Thank you, deflated tire.
Someone pump me up.
I actually really respect Ian. He has lost 90 kilos. Round of applause, 90 kilos. I know, he's gone from completely unfuckable to just unfuckable.
At least it's going up. Give it up for Lady Yo Gaga. Right? Smoker face, smoker face. She looks like she has a smoker face.
I mean, there's 1.4 billion Chinese and you still can't get laid. But Ian's nickname on set is actually the Pussy Slayer, which is hilarious because the only pussy he's slayed is his neighbour's cat, which he later ate for dinner. Number 43, special Kung Pao Garfield. Sorry, cat.
It was, yeah. I liked spaghetti after that. with nose like that, you're... Next. With nose like that, you're high right now just being near Rory.
It's true, it's true. But I would take having a big nose over looking like I wear my own skin as a rain jacket.
It does keep the rain away.
Ian used to be so fat that his blood type was soft serve. So by losing all that weight, that's why he now looks like he's made of foreskin and is equally as useless.
If Kirsty Carr really was a car... I feel like my setups are just...
I'm ready. Go on.
If Kirsty Carr really was a car... If Kirsty Carr really was a car, I wish she was a car Princess Diana was driving. Kirsty, you look like Diana after the crash.
I'm sorry, shouldn't you be making my clothes right now?
I did that yesterday.
Oh my God. No, look, Ian recently got cast in Disney's remake of Snow White. Can you just remind me which of the seven dwarves you were? Was it Saggy, Dumpy or Downy?
It was neither of them.
There was three.
It was that one.
One of the most ruthless roast battles I've seen. Give it up for both of the contenders right now. So before we get to the winner, let's go to the questions from the couch. Anybody got any questions?
Ian, how many more nose jokes do you have?
I don't have any more. I did have...
That's just a photo of Peyton.
I've actually had... Sorry. Oh, that's another photo. And sorry.
That's insane.
That spring roll's getting big.
No more. Any other questions?
I got one. Ian, is that the suit you wore when you were fat?
This was my goal weight suit.
Ian went from Ian Moo Moo to Ian Moo.
Wait, was the suit that I fit into your fat suit?
Yes. And if you didn't notice, that was a little small for you.
All right, the roast is over. The roast is over.
He wears it, he looks like John Travolta. You wear it, you look like John Tiramisu.
John Tiramisu. That was a stumble.
All right, question segment is now over. Let's well and truly, it's done. Okay, fantastic. We're going to get to who's won this roast battle. Round of applause, Kirsty Carr. Fantastic. Lovely. And then we're going to shoot over to Ian Moo.
Fuck yeah!
You know the rules. You know the rules. We finish these things off with a big old hug. But ladies and gentlemen, give it up for your winner, Ian Moo. Yeah! Thank you.
That
was great.
Best free roll.
You just got spring roll.
Oh, I really liked it. Oh, that's hard in that.